Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. A performance in Scranton will give adults with disabilities a chance to shine this week. And as the Steamtown Marathon waits in the fall, more runners are in training for the race than ever before. It's Tuesday, June 9th. Let's get into it. We'll start right in Scranton. Adults with disabilities shine on stage and gain confidence through a program at the Arc of Northeastern Pennsylvania. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more about an upcoming performance.
Blue fabric waved and stars danced as five mermaids sang the chorus. The mermaids, princes, and other characters filled the multi-purpose room at the Arc of Northeastern Pennsylvania. The adults with disabilities are known as stars. They rehearsed for the show Not Just Another Mermaid Tale. It's based loosely on The Little Mermaid. Tyra knows her part. She's one of five women who will play the role of Ariel.
Completely changed my life. The crowd loves me so much. I do all my dance moves, they love it. The crazy goes wild.
Tyra is one of 35 stars. ARC volunteer and auxiliary member Betty Morrican sees the stars transform as they prepare for a show. The ARC started the program 10 years ago.
Once they started coming and started seeing what they could do, then there's no limit.
Xavier Burke and some of his football teammates from Dunmore first volunteered as theater buddies last year. Buddies are teens and adults who help stars during the rehearsals and show.
Thought it'd be nice to help out, and it turns out we actually really loved it, so we definitely had to come back.
Aiden will play the keyboard and steel drum and serve as a narrator. The 20-year-old star from Dunmore is looking forward to his turn in the spotlight.
I like making the audience proud.
Reporting from Scranton, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. For more about the performance on June 11th in Scranton, visit WVIA.org. Still in Scranton for a moment, the Steamtown Marathon is months away, but runners are beginning to train now for the 26.2-mile race. Samantha Conway from Scranton trained with the Barrier Breakers training program and ran her first half marathon in April. They run in groups with coaches guiding them.
They're always with us in all of our runs, always encouraging us, always giving us advice on like breathing, making sure we're drinking enough water, making sure that we're accountable and sticking to our pace and completing our workouts. And they're always there cheering us on. Everyone's always telling each other, good job. Like, it's a really nice community.
The training programs are for beginner and intermediate runners, and there are options to train for varying distance races throughout the year. Find more details at WVIA.org and listen for more of this story later this week on WVIA Radio. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to WVIA.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. Now it's time for News Voices. This week, WVIA healthcare reporter Lydia McFarlane joins me to talk about three Lackawanna County restaurants offering dementia-friendly dining. Here's more. Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. Three restaurants in Lackawanna County now offer a special service, dementia-friendly dining. WVIA healthcare reporter Lydia McFarlane is here now to explain what that means. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being here. So let's start with the basics. What is a dementia-friendly restaurant?
So dementia-friendly restaurants put their staff through training with Age-Friendly Lackawanna, which is a collaboration of different aging agencies in the county. And they just learn how to accommodate customers that might have dementia. So it's not necessarily a server saying, does someone here at the table have dementia? It's just recognizing the signs and accommodating them accordingly.
Okay, so when someone who might have dementia and their caregiver shows up to the restaurant, do they tell them that they want this experience, or how does that work?
So all of the restaurants have signage out front that, you know, identifies them as being part of this initiative. Mm-hmm. And then if someone does have dementia, the servers just know how to recognize the sign. So if someone's asking questions over and over again, they can use that as a clue. And they just know, you know, maybe answer the question the same way, limit options for these customers. So if they're asking what's good, give them two options rather than, you know, running through the whole menu. If they ask where the restroom is, take them with you, go with them. Some of the restaurants have bigger exit signs so people don't get lost. It's things like that.
Okay. So who are these three restaurants right now that are providing this dementia-friendly service?
So there's Pasquale's in Archbold, which I went to for interviews and was able to interview one of the owners. Then we have A Little Pizza Heaven in Scranton and Taylor Deli in Taylor.
Okay, and so you went to Pasquale's for the interview, and they had a pretty personal connection to this, didn't they?
So the Sacco brothers run the restaurant, they co-own the restaurant, and their grandmother had dementia. So when they were given the opportunity to join the initiative and were reached out to by Age-Friendly Lackawanna, they jumped at it and they just said, it's a way to be more accommodating to any customer that comes through the doors. And then so did the owner of A Little Pizza Heaven, Daryl Bartlett. His wife has dementia and they co-owned the restaurant together. So when he was asked, he knows the experience, and he said last year that his wife got lost in a restaurant that they used to frequent. So he knows what it's like to be that caregiver, and he wanted to offer a comfortable and safe experience for all of his customers who might be in a similar situation as him and his wife.
Now, how are experiences like this, having options that can be dementia friendly, how are they important for people with dementia and their caregivers?
Yeah, it goes both ways. It helps both groups. So the person with dementia, they can get frustrated if they don't feel accommodated or they get confused. So being accommodated by the servers and by the wait staff can help them feel more comfortable, less confused, less frustrated. But also for the caregivers, going out to eat can be a very stressful situation where you feel like a burden if your loved one is asking questions over and over, is wandering, gets a little frustrated and maybe rude to wait staff. So it's just a way for the caregivers to know that they're in a safe place where people understand what's going on and how to help them. And it's almost like a little bit of respite where they get to sit down, enjoy their meal, and just relax knowing that there's other people there to help. And then also Age-Friendly Lackawanna said it's a way to reach caregivers as well, because they can be a very difficult group of people to reach with resources because they're very crunched for time. A lot of them are family caregivers that are still working full-time jobs. So this is a way to bring resources to them. So the Age-Friendly restaurants have QR codes on coasters that lead to resources through the Area Agency on Aging and through all of the Age-Friendly organizations.
All right. Well, Lydia, we will certainly be looking for more at WVIA.org, and thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.